Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and this is a special pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. And I'm excited today to have a special guest, David Chiappini, who is the VP of Research and Development at Matrox. First off, good morning, David. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And I'm glad to have you on this morning. Matrox is going to be, by the way, at ISE in Hall 11, stand D120, but I'm actually talking to you today with your Ames hat on. So I want you to remove your Matrox hat, put on your Ames hat. David happens to be the chair of the Ames Pro AV Working Group. Ames is the Alliance for IP Media Solutions, and you can learn more about them at Ames Alliance, AIMSAlliance.org. David, first tell everyone what Ames is and why they should care.
So Ames is not a standards body, but we work with the standards bodies to bring solutions to market. And basically, we're like a marketing group that works with them, both technically and on the promoting and driving side. And we try and bring the standards bodies together and so on to form bigger solutions. And I mean, we had started out 4 years ago working in certain areas, and bringing broadcast from SDI to IP was heavily driven by Ames. And starting last year, we started working on bringing an open standards solution to Pro AV. And that open standards solution was driven by our broadcast foundation, where we figured out how to get a high reliability, high quality solution, and now we're promoting that same story on the Pro AV side with, of course, adaptations.
And so, will Ames, and again, the big movement here is AV over IP, which we in our industry, what we're calling the commercial AV industry, AV over IP, the ability to send video, audio, control, Ethernet all across a network simultaneously and manage signals and send content wherever we want to send it. And you said Ames is not a standard, but is Ames going to endorse different standards, or are they going to adopt a platform that they prefer and have members build their products to that platform, or how will that work ultimately from an end product standpoint?
So, I mean, what we'll do is at one point we're going to publish our roadmap proposal for Pro AV, and that should happen really, really soon. What that'll do is it will encompass, here's the set of open standards and best practice guides that if you follow this, you can accomplish what all of our members and all of our understanding of the Pro AV industry wants to accomplish with AV over IP. And this is how you can do it. But the real key difference, because there are many AV over IP solutions out there today, right? I mean, there's no lack of the number of solutions. They all are in some way proprietary, and they're all competent and there's good solutions. The real benefit here is that by being based on the open solutions approach, that's really the strength of what Ames is trying to promote, because usually when things transition from the enabling them on proprietary solutions, when things are mature enough, they move to open standard solutions and then they take off. So what we're trying to accomplish here is, or how we're going to accomplish it is by, we're going to publish a roadmap that says, look guys, if you follow all of these standards in this way, you'll be able to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish. And by being based on open standards, it's going to be a lot easier for people to graduate to that level, since there's typically a lot of support out there for all of those different standards, because they're driven by such large markets and use cases. That's really what we're after.
Okay, so let me ask you like a direct question, because for example, as you said, there's no standards. You have Crestron using their NVX system, which is not necessarily a standard. They modified JPEG 2000. You have SDVOE, which is an alliance of companies building using one chip. And then you have the SMPTE, you do have the SMPTE standards that broadcast is using. Like, does that mean Ames is going to say, hey, you can use any of these, or are they going to focus on the ones that ultimately emerge as standards like the SMPTE standards and then focus on helping members and manufacturers use those standards and why they should use those standards? Or kind of explain to me how, for example, Crestron with the NVX will fit into this, if they will, or SDVOE, for example.
So SDVOE and Ames and HEBase-T and so on, they all have their own ways of doing things, and they're all proprietary in some nature in their own way. They were competent, they get the job done, but they're limited and there's no other replacement and so on. And that's okay, because that's how things typically always get started. Ames always picks an approach, is always driving the approach based on open standards. There are 100 companies that form Ames today, that are a mix across the industry, from people like Matrox to guys like Ross Video and guys like Cisco, Arista, Mellanox, and you know, it's the whole range of spectrum. And all these companies get together, and then we drive the standards bodies, and we provide technical information and marketing information, and we try and get the open standards to adapt to the needs. So there will be a Pro AV profile that we'll say, if you follow this set of open standards, you can accomplish your goal. And open standards always catapult the market, because see, what happens is all those companies that got together to form SDVOE, effectively, they had to reinvent a lot of foundation stuff, the round wheel, let's call it. Crestron decided they're going to invent their own round wheel. Dante AV invents their own round wheel. And everybody who puts out a solution for AV over IP has reinvented that round wheel. And so we keep investing all this innovation at doing the same thing that everyone else is doing, because hey, everybody needs a basic protocol, a transport, the communications, the control, you know, and so we keep redoing that. Once everything goes and moves over to an open standard, all the foundation stuff has been agreed upon and is done, and all the rest of that innovation energy gets invested on top of that. And that's where you get the added value, the higher quality, the new features. That's why open standards are always associated with the hockey sticking of growth. I don't know if you remember back in the earlier days, on everybody built their own plug-in slot in the computer for cards.
Yep.
Matrox would have invested in, you know, 6 or 7 different architectures to plug into different types of PCs from different vendors. At one point, they decided, this is crazy, let's standardize this, you know, the latest standard being PCI Express. So now all vendors no longer try to reinvent the type of slot, but they add value on top of it. And all the companies get together, they put their best ideas, and so it propels the technology forward rather than reinventing the round wheel. Once you have the round wheel, invest your energy in other aspects of the vehicle. And that's why open standards promote massive growth. If PCI Express hadn't come around, there would not have been NVIDIA investing all of their money on improving PCI Express, Intel, Matrox, AMD, and so on. All these people now can take all of their value and add it on top of it. And other startup companies and other smaller companies don't have to have the technology to invent a small wheel, but they can have the innovation at coming in and bringing that unique solution that adds value. That's why when something moves into a standards-based approach, things tend to hockey stick and take off. The protection is there for the end customer, because by being open standards-based, hey, if one company isn't measuring up or isn't delivering what I need, I can go to another guy and not have to rip up and redo all of my investments, and things are interoperable. All of those advantages that come only come because it's based on an open standard platform. So until that happens, yes, there will be growth in AV over IP, and it's great. And some of the interoperability is solved by these individual groups that are doing their thing. But the real benefit comes when everybody gets behind the open standard and it really propels things forward. And that's what Ames is trying to do with AV over IP today. And at ISC, come by our booth, and we've got presentation room material. And we've got lots of different aspects of different ways to kind of highlight what it is exactly that we're bringing and delivering. Lots of educational material, demos in the booth with products that are already working in this way. And this is a great way to get your hands on understanding and get your hands on seeing some working demos. I think this is the way that you're going to be able to convince yourself that this really is the right approach. So I encourage people to come by and you know, learn about what we're trying to promote here.
And you're in Hall 15, B250 is the booth location. So David, I have another question. Do we have I think you said the PC bus standard that's currently being used is PCI. Is that what you said? Or what's the current?
Well, PCI Express currently.
Express. Yeah. So what is the PCI Express of AV over IP? How close are we to getting to an AV over IP standard for commercial AV installs, like pro AV stuff?
So today we already have a core representation that we can talk about at the show that's already standardized and in use, and there are companies that have product, but we still have a few features that need to be added to really well round that out, which will be happening over the next few months. And this will allow us to then do everything that everyone else is doing and more. Because the foundation is not something that's new. It's been proven, like I said, there's 100 members at Ames alone, not to mention there are people who use these different SIMTs and AMWA and JTNM and all these organizations that put out the best practice guides and how to use the standards. That's a lot of different companies that are driven and promoting and putting energy into this. And it's been battle-hardened and proven in broadcast, and now it's going to be rolled out into Pro AV. And I think that you'll see that this year will be a year where there's going to be a lot more adoptees of this technology. So hopefully at ISC next year, we'll be talking about it with a lot more product that's starting to hit the market.
So do you feel like that in a way, Crestron and Dante with the Dante AV and SDV are reinventing the wheel rather than collaborating to work on a standard, or do you feel like they'll eventually join Ames and then adopt the standard you promote, or kind of where do you feel they will fit in ultimately?
Well, I think that they filled in an important gap because there wasn't a standard available. So when there isn't, I mean, you need to get there to generate the use cases and the demand. So they were a necessary step, just like in with the add-in slot where every company developed their own proprietary standard. Then, with all those lessons learned, we were able to pull together and build a unified standard. So we did that first step, and now we're moving into the unified standard approach. And I think that we've got a compelling story with what we're offering, and that's why I invite people to come by and review that story. And, you know, whether it turns out that this is the right standard, or maybe they'll get together and create yet a different one, that may be the case. But the point is that we've got all the right building blocks, all the right companies. We've got what I believe to be the right spec. And that's why I want people to come by and judge for themselves. And I think Crestron's happy with NVX. It was a good move. But I'm wondering if there's an open standards approach and there's demand from the industry, Crestron has to move over. And so I expect that over the next year, people will start paying attention to the open standards approach now that it's available.
That was a great answer. You can learn more about the Ames Alliance at amesalliance.org, but I would certainly encourage people at ISC to go by their stand in Hall 15 B250 and look at the demo and understand the standard, and then go online and you can, you know, read what they, you have a blog and you also have published some information about your standard or what you believe the standard support will ultimately be. And of course, I'll also link your LinkedIn profile in the description of this podcast, because you are not only are you with Matrox in R&D, but also you are the chair of the Ames Pro AV Working Committee and our working group. So that's important because you're the key person that's sort of the liaison between what's going on in our industry. So I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you very much for your time, Gary, too.
And thank you, and congratulations on everything that you've done at Matrox over the years. I know you've been there almost 25 years, and it's blown my mind at what Matrox has done and sort of how they have helped the computer industry going way, way back to the days of Silicon Graphics and Sun Microsystems and before Apple and PC were standards. I remember being at the Seagraph show myself back 26 years ago and seeing some of the technology you were producing to allow companies like Pixar to do what they do. So congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. Learn more again at the amesalliance.org. And of course, you can follow all of our ISE coverage at raypubs.com/ISE 2020.